This week, we read a combined Torah selection, the Parshiyot of Nitzavim and Vayelech. We first read the words, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, you stand this day. The Israelites are standing ready to cross the Jordan River and enter the Promised Land, but before they can proceed, they await Moses' words of farewell. Moses reminds them that the covenant made between the Israelites and God was made for everyone, from greatest to least, including even those who were not yet living. It is an everlasting covenant which shall transcend time. This covenant set the stage for the significant godly values the Israelites will hold near and dear to their hearts. It ultimately serves as our identity as Jews. The purpose of Nitzavim is to instill within us godly values. The purpose of Vayelech, however, is to take important ideas and concepts and bring them into fruition. The root of the word Vayelech is halach, which means to go. To live a good, successful, and complete life is to seize every opportunity to go full steam ahead and build on our own work of art as experimental innovators. Indeed, that is exactly what Moses does. After an impeccable 40-year leadership role, he now prepares his successor, Joshua, to lead the Israelites into the Promised Land. Moses urges the people to remain faithful to his own ideals and God's teachings after he is gone. In the very last chapter of the Torah, he climbs to the mountaintop, accepting his end with the confidence that others will continue his work and accomplish great things. One can stand for some very important values. A person can articulate a very wise and noble vision. Idealism and values are meaningless, however, if they do not move you to action. The words we pray during the high holiday season are merely words unless we internalize them and use them to do good and make a positive impact in the world. There is a great story about President Abraham Lincoln. On Wednesday evenings, he would often slip out of the White House to go to listen to the sermons of the renowned preacher, Dr. Phineas Gurley, at New York Avenue Presbyterian Church. During the walk back from the church one evening, an aide asked Mr. Lincoln what he thought of the sermon. The president replied that he had found Gurley's words thoughtful and articulate and deeply grounded in Scripture, but he still found the sermon unsatisfactory. And the reason for that, Lincoln went on to explain, was because Dr. Gurley forgot the most important ingredient in a religious speech. He forgot to ask us to do something great. My friends, in the new year ahead, I urge each of you to challenge yourselves. Take the words of the Torah, set them upon your heart and use them to do something great. As the Ibn Ezra points out, the essence of all the commandments is in one's heart, but they also entail deeds so that one may recall them with the words of one's mouth. A Shana Tova to all, and may God grant you the strength to have a new year filled with continual and perpetual renewal and growth, which will enable all of your dreams to become realities, fulfillments, and blessings. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.